Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to episode 404 on the Get Married podcast. We've been a little bit inconsistent, I must say, with this podcast this year, but that's okay. It's been a bit of a crazy start of the year, I must admit. We must have had like a moment in 2023 where we were like, how much can we fit in the first 3 months of 2024? And we did that.
Yeah. And then it's like during that time, we're like, why did we do this? It seems like a good, it seemed like a good idea. It seemed totally figure outable and fine. Yeah. And yes, it was. However, it did increase a little bit of stress, I would say. But here we are at the other end of it. And I think we're feeling good. Are you feeling good, sis? How's everything going? I mean, like, you're also how many weeks pregnant now?
Yeah, I'm 22 weeks pregnant now, which, like, I feel that like happened. So well over the halfway mark. The app that I use, it's like 18 weeks to go. And I'm like,
oh, my gosh.
What do you mean?
How did that happen?
Yeah, that's wild. I feel like, and like, maybe it'll probably feel like I've been pregnant for ages. Maybe when I get like bigger and like my body feels like physically more, I'm struggling. But like right now I feel like, how did that go so fast? Like, I don't feel like I've been pregnant long enough. Like, it needs to be longer. But maybe in 18 weeks, I'll feel very different and I'll be like, oh, I've been pregnant for a lifetime. But no, I'm feeling good. So the baby is as big as a papaya now, apparently, and which is pretty big. It's saying, the app is saying 28 centimeters, which,
wow,
that's big. Like, that's like a 30 centimeter ruler. Like, when you think about that. Yeah. And up to 450 grams. However, 2 weeks ago, when I had my 20-week scan, the baby was already 395 grams, which, if you go 2 weeks ago, the app says it should have just been 280 grams and the bubble was already 395. So who big knows bubba. Who knows what actually how big the baby is right now. But a cool thing about 22 weeks is that the baby can start to perceive light and dark now. So,
oh
yeah, the app was saying
it, like, comes through the,
yeah, what? So the app was saying to like shine a flashlight on the stomach and see if the baby responds. So I haven't done it yet, but I was like, that's weird. Wild that
it's
is happening.
So weird. And, I mean, guys, like, this is, I'm learning so much. I must say I was very naive in this. You know, I've been very busy building a business the last 10 years, 11 years, and Carla and I both have. So perhaps like, other people do more investigation into this getting pregnant and having a baby thing, but I'm learning so much. I thought the placenta was around the baby. I thought it was like uterus, placenta around, and then baby inside. Nope, it's not that at all.
No. Yeah, no. I didn't know that we grow a placenta, like we grow an extra organ during pregnancy, which is, again, a wild thing. So you do, but it's almost like you, because you don't need to know it until you need to know it. So
yeah.
But again, course. I mean, this is just me and you, our journey, because I'm sure other people would, like, you know, have read books or like listened to podcasts and things like that. Whereas like I did nothing. I've done none of that. Whereas it was like,
and okay, now you have
that. Now I am.
Yeah. As soon as you got pregnant, then you did. However, maybe before other people do that too. Or maybe you have other people in your life sharing this stuff. I mean, we have friends who have been pregnant, but obviously they didn't share all this information with us.
Yeah. So I've been really lucky. Like the first trimester, I had no morning sickness. So that was amazing. A little bit tired. Then second trimester, still no morning sickness. So very grateful for that. And then because your placenta is grown, by the second trimester, you're not as tired because you're not feeding the baby everything. The placenta is kind of doing the work. So then you regain your energy. And, when I see the doctor, like apparently most people are like, oh, the second trimester is like the dream. Like that's the dream trimester. Like that's the fun trimester where, you know, the bump is growing and you've got heaps of energy and it's amazing. And then third trimester can be like a little bit like, I'm tired.
When, what week does that start?
I don't know.
Wait, we can work this out, right? But do you do 40 weeks divided by 3?
Oh. I must be real. It must be soon. It must be like 24 weeks.
Well, when does the first trimester end? Okay, Google that.
Googling it.
I'm sure it's easy to figure out if we were better with maths.
Yeah.
Our brain.
I mean, I am good at maths. Third trimester begins. Okay. So the third trimester.
That was Chino, if you heard that.
Chino. The third trimester is from week 27.
Oh, okay.
Week 27. So I'm week 22. So that means I have 5 more weeks.
All right. 5 more weeks of dream and then you might be you might feel amazing right up until.
Exactly. But other than that, like I feel kind of glad because my bump has like definitely popped the past week. Which is, it's fun, but probably the thing that I've been struggling with the most is that my boobs have just grown, like they're gigantic and everyone just keeps saying to me like, just get ready because they get bigger and I'm not ready for that. Like I'm not ready for that. And
but do you think because they've gotten big so early, maybe they won't get bigger? So like don't stress, don't freak out yet.
I'm not going to freak out, but like, I guess it's kind of just like to be expected because like, then it's not like they're getting filled. Like they're going to be filled with milk. Like, oh
yeah. Okay. So like, it's like they're bigger now because of the hormones.
Hormones and like your blood system like doubles when you're pregnant. So like you get double the like veins because it needs to pump more blood to the baby. And so that causes your boobs to get bigger. And that also causes low blood pressure, which I have had as well. So yeah, a little bit like out of breath and like a little bit more easily puffed, definitely.
Yeah. So would you say like, I mean, you did have a few moments of struggle with like your like changing body. Mm. Like how have you dealt with that? The mindset, the self-acceptance, has it helped? The practice of self-acceptance?
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thankfully, like the self-acceptance practice was so strong from everything we've all done, like inside Mary Body, because I think without that, I would have struggled like way more. Whereas like, it's just been more like spurs of like annoyance of like clothes not fitting and being like, ah, like I have to go buy new clothes. And, like nothing fits and nothing like it's a struggle when like you have to learn how to be in a different body than you were before. Like when you're like, okay, I was used to doing this. Like I was used to wearing crop tops and like not needing like much support and I could just wear that. And like, that was fine. And like now it's like, okay, that's not fine anymore. Like, cause that doesn't feel comfortable and it hurts and it's annoying. So now you have to then figure out like, okay, well, how do I dress for this new body? Which feels like a little bit like foreign cause it happens so fast. Like it's not like, you know, it wasn't like a gradual like growth. It was like, oh my God, they're here.
it was like when I went away, wasn't it? It happened. Like I was in Italy and then I came back and I was like, wow, yeah. And I mean, it's hard as well because then people make comments and things and you're
so
like,
many comments. Oh my God. Yeah. Like, and you just like, you just kind of like, can you not comment on my body? Like that would be great because I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Your comments are
maybe
helping.
Maybe you should just say that.
Yeah. No, but again, but also, the practice of self-acceptance kind of just like, if anyone says anything, you just kind of like brush. Like, I, because my self-acceptance is so strong, it's just like, okay, like, I get it. Like, yes, good observation.
And it's like, we do it to everyone. Like, you do it to people too. Like, we all do it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so tall. And that tall person is like, yeah, that's the millionth time I've heard that. And it's kind of annoying. Yeah. Like, it's just a weird human thing that happens. And I mean, like, usually it's not done from a place of like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Ew. It's like done with like, oh, wow. And that's amazing to see that this is changing and like, oh, I didn't know that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because then you also just see the blessing in it. Like, and you, it's like, you know, then you feel like the gratitude because, you know, it's very lucky to get pregnant and it's a miracle that like there's a life growing and it's very special. And like, this is just what comes with it. So then you just also use that and you realize, well, yeah, whatever. My body's changing. Of course it's changing. Like that's what it's designed to do. So then that helps as well. Like just getting it to the reality of it, of like, duh. Yeah. Like, of course your body's going to change.
Yeah. Like it has to.
Yeah. It has to in order to support it. But I like, there's like a thing, you know, like a lot of the time you can say like, oh my God, you're so big. Like, and like that can be kind of triggering for someone who's like dealt with like feelings of like that, you know, unworthiness of, you know, what, like fat phobic, like that's totally what I was. And so then you can say like, oh, the bubba's so big, like the bubba's gotten so big.
Yeah.
Like,
and I totally get that. But it's, I think as well, then once you go through the self-acceptance with the body image, it becomes less personal. Cause that's the thing. Yeah. It's not like, I feel like, you're so big. Is also like, you're so like, you're growing a baby, like you're so fertile, you're so beautiful.
Like, yeah, but it's not the same. It's just like, I'll change the meaning of you're so big. Like it doesn't hit the same note if someone was to say, you look so beautiful. That's lovely. That's nice.
What about if they say you're so big and beautiful?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that. Like, I mean, it just depends as well. But it also depends because since when is big bad?
No, it's not. I was saying if you've struggled with it before, it might be something that is triggering for you. Whereas, like, do the work beforehand, hopefully, or if you haven't done the work, it's like, okay, well, bring in the self-acceptance now because you need it more than ever. And you're going to keep needing it more than ever, like when the baby's here. So it's not like... it's not too late to start practicing it.
Yeah, no, I think it's perfect time to practice it. And I think it's an interesting, I mean, like I see lots of pregnant people talk about this online all the time about the comments that people make and that, you know, they're not made with ill intention. So it's a navigation process of not being taking it personally, but also speaking up when you need to. I guess it's more like you need to speak up if it's like someone recurring doing it again and again. Like, can you please change your sentence to my belly and my baby?
Yeah.
Or the baby is big. You can have the conversation, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it is what it is. It's like whatever. But otherwise, it's just exciting. And now it's like, okay, now we've got to. Now we're onto this next stage of like figuring out like preparing for the baby's arrival.
Yes. I mean, not just preparing like for the space and the room and all that and the clothes and the nappies, also preparing for having a baby with a business.
Yeah, exactly. Which we've never done before.
No.
Had a baby with a business. But I feel like very like excited, like with any new kind of season that we've ever had. You know, we've been in business for now 11 years. We had our 11th birthday in February, which is I just think it's amazing. It's a third of my life. A third of my life has been dedicated to this business.
Yeah, wow.
Like 11 times 3 is 33, and I am 33. So to think like how much like the business has shaped us and we've shaped the business.
Yeah.
Like that always kind of comes to mind because we started the business at such a time that I don't think we realized, you know, that that decade is so forming of like the people we are.
Yeah, it's so major. And I mean, like, we learned so much through that process of building a business and went through so many ups and downs. And I'm so grateful for it. I mean, it was a wild adventure in our 20s, and maybe not the wild adventure that many other 20-year-olds have, 20, you know, something-year-olds. It was massive. And I feel really confident that we're going to go through this process in a really accepting way of like knowing, okay, it's going to be different, just like your body has changed. Yeah. Like, this is what is happening. We won't be able to work like we used to work. There'll be less time that you can work on the business. It could be stressful sometimes. So we're going to have to move through that and talk and communicate. But we'll figure it out like we always do.
Yeah. And I also feel like, you know, often it's like with us, especially, the more time we give ourselves, the more time we take. Like, this is this is what we do. And whereas, you know, the less time we give ourselves, we get it done. We still get it done. And we've always done
that. Yes, always. I really think that we work better dedicating a bit less time, which is it's an interesting thing, isn't it? It's like, okay, I'm going to give myself 2 days to finish this instead of the whole week and get it done. And it's like, you are more attentive, you're more present with the project instead of like being distracted. So I think, it's like you actually probably won't spend less time. No, you'll be more organized with your time. That's the difference. We'll be more organized with our time.
Yes.
So it's like, we'll be more efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the goal.
Like, the outcome won't be different, but the way that we get there, the journey there will be different. And
exactly.
Again, like, it's so amazing to think that the practice of self-acceptance, which started with like a self-acceptance practice of like our bodies, like our external bodies, has also helped in so many other aspects of life. Like this one, like, this is such a major change, like, to think like that I'm going to have a baby and like we're still going to run this business and it's going to be an amazing business and keep thriving and keep growing. Yeah. And I absolutely believe and know that we will do that, like, no matter what. And no matter what obstacle, no matter what challenge comes our way, like, I'm ready for that. So, and I don't know what it's going to look like. Like, you got to, like, I'm not being unrealistic here. Like, I know people are probably listening and being like, just you wait. Like, I get it. Like, I get it. Like, I know I'm not going to be sleeping. I know that there's going to be times where, like, I've got a meeting and then something happens and I'm going to have to change that. I understand all of this.
But I think as well, it's because we do understand that that will make it a little bit easier. Like, we don't have unrealistic expectations. No. We don't really have any expectations.
Yes.
And we also have like a support network. Like, you have a really supportive partner. You have mom who's had three babies. Like, she's pretty knowledgeable in the baby making and looking after. You have me, who knows nothing about looking after baby, but like, you know, I do know how to run our business.
And so I think like that's like, we're again like super lucky and just grateful that I have that.
Yes,
because I know, you know, not everyone has that. And the willingness of like, you know, mom and dad, who they've moved up here and they're so ready to be grandparents. And like, I'm so ready for them to be grandparents and like embrace that season of their lives. So it's going to be, that'll also be really special, like, to see that happen. And you're going to be an auntie.
I know, Auntie M. So exciting. And I'm also excited because, I mean, we've planned it pretty well without even knowing that, you know, we'll finish our teacher training before you have the baby.
I know. Just take a pause. Like, you keep talking about teacher training and how excited you are. I'm going to go put Chino in the room, which I won't be able to do with a crying baby, but I can do with a barking dog. So there you go.
Good practice. But, yeah, so we are starting the Merry Body Teacher Training, the second cohort, in less than a week now we begin. So we begin officially on the 17th of March with our very first live call. We already have 27 members signed up, 27 cohort members or cohort trainees. That's what we call them. I get mixed up with Merrybody members, but it's cohort trainees becoming, you know, their official teacher trainees. And I'm so excited to go on this journey with each and every one of them. But the cool thing is there's still time to sign up. So if you have been thinking about it, if you've been umming and ahhing about, should I do this teacher training? Now is the perfect time to join. It's going to be 16 weeks of potential life-transforming magic, really. Like last year's cohort just went above all our expectations, didn't it? I mean, to see the floor on, to see the experiences that each trainee went through was just such a beautiful experience. I think every week I was, you know, crying, tears of joy and tears of just like connection, hearing about the experiences and learning more about each trainee's journey. It's such a beautiful experience. And I'm so excited to begin.
Me too. Yeah. A yoga teacher training is, I mean, it's just a big potential opportunity for life transformation. Like anyone that's ever gone through a yoga teacher training that I've ever spoken to who, you know, has shown up, done the training, you know, actually done the classes. Now, I'm not talking about someone who might have signed up and like didn't do it because, you know, that's not how we get the life transformation. We sign up and we actually have to do the classes and show up. Has always had some kind of life shift, life transformational moment, big, small, many, one. You know, like each trainee, it's so interesting to talk to them after they graduate because, you know, some will have like this long, long list of like, and it was this and it was that and it was this and it was that. And like, you know, they just list like a million things that have shifted. And then someone else just says, it was this one thing. Just one thing was it.
Yeah.
And everyone, I find it so fascinating that we go on the same journey. Like we're on the same path, doing the same classes, learning the same things. But then along the journey, we all have these total different experiences, but then we all like end up at the same place too. Like, you know, that end. And it is so special. And, you know, for us, when we think back about our teacher trainings that we've done, and we've done many, they've all brought such magic and such profound change to our lives. Like just to think about the first Pilates teacher training you did, Em, and the first yoga teacher training that I did, who knew it was going to shift our entire direction of life for this business? Like we didn't know that.
We had no idea. We were doing it for personal development. I mean, you were doing it because you always had that little inkling, that little spark of like, one day I'm going to do this. I signed up to my Pilates teacher training because I was going through an awful breakup and I saw you go through your training and I was like, I need some of that.
Uh-huh.
You know, I needed that remembering of, oh, life is amazing. And this is what learning does. This is what stepping outside your comfort zone does. It reminds you of your own magic. It helps you feel a sense of accomplishment and achievement. And these are little things we need to feel that little boost. And I think as adults, we forget to do that. We go in the motions of life. We get our full-time jobs. We get in the motions of the household chores and maybe looking after kids or other people in your life. And you forget to take that time and energy for yourself. And this is why the online training world has changed everything, because no longer do you need what you had, Carla, where you had to do 10 full weekends of like 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., sometimes 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. of like dedicated training. And then, of course, the in-between hours of classes and hours like you didn't have to dedicate those weekends. You don't have to do that with an online training is what I'm trying to say. You can make it fit with your life. And, of course, like we give this 16-week program, But you don't have to get everything done within that 16 weeks. You can come to every live class. You can do, you know, the things we recommend to tick off if you're trying to come along with us. But you can also take your time over 12 months. You can find the best time to do your studies and make it work for you and your life. And the cool thing is that we didn't know for sure if it was going to be, you know, exactly the same amount of connection and, you know, these beautiful experiences as an in-person to an online program. You know, the comparison, we thought we could do it. We thought we could create that kind of in-person feel in an online realm because we've been doing online stuff forever, 11 years. But the last year's cohort really confirmed that it's possible because I felt it. I felt connected to everyone.
Me too. And I think, like, it's so amazing that, you know, all these people from all over the world are able to build that connection. They never would have met each other. They never would have ever, you know, known of each other if it wasn't for this training. And it is so special. And, you know, since then we've had in-person catch-ups with some of our trainees and, you know, they've confirmed it as well, like that they felt that connection, that like that was some of them were like, that's my favorite part of the training, was like connecting with other like-minded people. And I guess that's because we provide the opportunities to connect like throughout the training in the way that we have created the online classes, like because we've had so many years of being online, like talking to camera, like we know how to make it feel like we're there in the room with you, but we don't do things differently. It's just how we do things. Like, you know, we're not like doing it like, you know, with like, okay, this is how I'm going to say this and this is where I'm going to look. We just do it because like that's how we've grown up. Grown up like that, and now that's what we do.
It's like that whole thing, like we didn't know what we were learning through the process of being in business over 11 years. We didn't know, like, we weren't on video at the beginning, and we got better and better as years went by. Like live streaming was not even a thing when we began.
No,
was it?
Well, Periscope, like, was the thing that came Periscope first, and then you know, we jumped into that, we did that, and it was fun and we liked it. And then, then it just kind of
escalated.
Then all the other ones followed. No, it is so exciting. And for us to be welcoming in a brand new cohort of people, of amazing trainees, like I just can't wait to get to know them all and to go on this journey with each of them to watch it all unfold once again.
Yeah, to see them experience, you know, the shifts that I know they will experience. I mean, those one-liners in the training, you know, the little nuggets of gold that everyone was like, oh, wow, like that's good.
Yeah.
That's an aha moment right there that will stay with you forever. I feel, you know, it's like very exciting and I don't know what to say. You know, when you like feel a bit speechless, like it's very exciting.
It is. Well, I can't wait to begin. So that's really what we've been up to these 3 months is, you know, preparing for our teacher training, which starts this weekend, and then everything else in between, running events, running a challenge. What else did we do?
Well, we just got back from Canberra. We went to our cousin's wedding.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, she went to Taylor Swift. I went to Queens of the Stone Age. It wasn't as a big a deal because you did have to drive all the way to Sydney and I mean, there was 85,000 people there or something. Okay. That's crazy. But, yeah, it's been an amazing start to the year, I would say, and I'm ready for the next, you know, the next 3 months is really exciting. We're going to, I mean, how many months is 16 weeks? That's 4 months of teacher training.
Yeah.
And then we have little Bubba, Mary baby will be born. So I feel like the next 4 months is going to be super duper exciting.
Yes.
In you know, personal life and also Mary body and everything we do with business. Bring it on, I say.
Bring it on. And of course, if you are wanting to join us for our next cohort, Emma mentioned there's still time, so I'm going to pop the link in the show notes. It's also available over on our website, themerrymakersisters.com, and you can just click the menu and press yoga teacher training in the menu. We didn't mention, but we made a 6-month payment plan. And that has been probably the most popular option. It just makes it more accessible and more doable for you and to make it fit with your budget.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, we wanted to make this an opportunity that more people could access. Because again, like in-person trainings go from, you know, from like $3,500 to $5,000. Like that's the norm or and above. Like if you're thinking of like traveling for it, obviously. So we wanted to make it a certified training with the Yoga Alliance, highest of quality, but it kind of means because we're able to do it online, we're able to charge a more competitive rate. So
yeah. And I think as well, like it's good to also mention that although it is online, you have like full access to
it. Oh my God. Yeah.
So, I mean, Carlo always says, like, I'm pretty sure we're more available to everyone, you know, more than an in-person yoga training. And this is really true because, I mean, when the yoga teacher is training a big group of people, you know, they can't give attention to every single one.
No.
But when I'm messaging each member of our cohort, you know, I'm doing check-ins every single week. So you have one-on-one access.
Every week.
I don't wait for you. We don't wait for you. We reach out.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're there. We're available. And I think, you know, that's a really reassuring thing to, before you sign up, like it's good to know that you're not in it alone. It's not like you sign up and then it's all left on you. Like you sign up, the content is there for you, but we're also there for you. We're there to support you and motivate you. And it's, you know, this is why, again, there is so much connection because it's not like a sign up and we say, see ya, thanks, enjoy, good luck. It's like we're there, like on your side, cheering for you.
And guiding you, holding your hand, like taking every step with you. And, you know, Emma said, we don't wait for you and you don't have to wait for us. Like it's two-way conversation. So
yeah,
anytime you can message us, you can email us. So I think that that is a very important thing to mention. And again, another reason why everyone felt that deep sense of connection is because it was there. Because it was real. We were there.
We were
there.
We were messaging.
So on that note, let us know if you've got questions. Do reach out about anything, whether it's about the baby or our teacher training or Merry Body Week. Always love answering your questions. Thank you for tuning in for this update. We're going to be more consistent with our podcast now, more planned like we were last year, because now we're into the second quarter of the year almost. At the end of March, we'll be in the second quarter of the year. So, yeah, I think welcome in that consistency once again because we love doing the show. So thanks for tuning in.
Yes, we'll see you very soon.
We will. Goodbye.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.